The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football's five-game win streak was snapped this weekend at Fresno State. The Bulldogs held off the Rebels 31-24 on Saturday. That's six straight wins for Fresno State over UNLV, which falls to 6-2 on the year and will play at New Mexico on Saturday, where they opened as 11-point favorites. Jimmy Garoppolo's a go for Monday Night Football tonight. He'll get the start in Detroit, where the Lions are 7.5-point favorites. The Golden Knights will try to continue their hot start when they take to the ice tonight at T-Mobile Arena. Puck drops against the Montreal Canadiens at 7 o'clock. And the L.A. Lakers host the Orlando Magic tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I've spoken all over the world on the topics of business, politics, and success, but this is the coolest event I've ever seen, and it's right here in Vegas. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, and supercharge your life at the RISC-ON 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, yours truly, Wayne Allyn, and many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, leadership, entrepreneurship, personal growth and development, and fitness and health. It takes place on November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at RISCON360.com. That's RISCON360.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still dealing with a backup through the resort corridor right now. Good news is that accident on I-15 southbound near Tropicana has cleared out of the way. All lanes are open, but the damage is done. It's taken a while to get back to speed. The braking starts back near Charleston on 15 southbound, but starting to move along at a better pace very gradually. In the southwest, just off the Beltway, pretty serious-looking injury accident there on Rainbow at 215. That's right in the middle of that intersection to get onto 215 eastbound from Rainbow. Going to be a cool down continues this week. We'll be in the 70s through Friday, except for today. Won't even get that high. Upper 60s is the forecast this afternoon. Winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Only 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is amazing to watch our college campuses. We've seen anti-Israel, anti-Semitic activity over the course of the last few weeks since October 7th. And it is incredible to me because there really is no justification for supporting Hamas in any way, shape, or form. But there's a problem here. These major universities, the latest is Cornell University, an Ivy League school, are reporting problems. The big problem for them is they raise millions of dollars from donors and foundations. How is that going to be impacted by what's going on our college campuses right now? Let's check in with Jay Green, Senior Research Fellow for Education Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He joins us now. Jay, thanks for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Let me just ask you, this is a problem that American universities are going to have to deal with, the fact that their students are protesting on almost a daily basis. What do you make of what you're seeing on the campuses? First of all, the original message that we should not support Israel, but support Hamas.
Right. Well, these are radical activists who are not the majority of students, but they're vocal and have been coddled to the point by senior administration that they feel empowered to do just about anything they want without consequence. And so they're intimidating and terrorizing other students on campus and some faculty as well. I actually think that the fact that these universities are heavily dependent on large donations is an opportunity actually to bring these universities back under control. So if the donors stop giving and say they won't provide another red cent until radicals are removed from campus and legitimate academic discourse is restored, then I think that could go a long way. Now, the other thing is I think taxpayers also have to close their wallets. I mean, we're providing a ton of taxpayer money to both public and private universities, including the Ivy Leagues. Even though these institutions are sitting on billions of dollars in endowment, we're still giving money from working class people to these rich universities, and we have to stop doing that.
I want to ask you, because I've covered colleges and universities over the course of decades, and they have always been the home of protest. Save the whales, legalize hemp. You see them on every college campus. It's just a way of life on college campuses. How is this different, what we're seeing now?
Well, I think that, university protest has always been a thing. And in fact, I think alumni in the past, the big donors who are alums, have tolerated it because it was part of their nostalgia for the protests they engaged in, which they enjoyed and have fond memories of. And they remember the girls who thought they were so brave for taking a stand and so on. But these protests are different in that they're fundamentally anti-American. Protests in the past often involved a call for America to be better, to be true to its principles, for failing to live up to its ideals of civil rights, of advancing democracy around the globe, let's say in South Africa. But this is actually a different thing. This is a call for decolonization, which includes decolonization from America. And it's a belief that the world can be divided into oppressor and oppressed, and that the oppressors deserve to be punished and the oppressed deserve restitution. So essentially this is a watered down Marxist revolution that we're looking at.
Are they organized in any way, shape, or form? I mean, is there any central command dealing with these protests? Or are these just organic? They just kind of bubble up.
I think these are definitely orchestrated, although documenting that is something that I think congressional hearings could do and should do. It's pretty clear that the Iranians and Qataris are involved in helping orchestrate these. There's an organization called Students for Justice in Palestine, which is kind of a shadowy group that seems to be coordinating these. No one has been able to trace their funding exactly. Governor DeSantis has called for the group to be removed from campus and forbidden from operating on campus because it's providing material support for terrorism. And so, yes, I think these are orchestrated campaigns, but they have a lot of, you know, willing idiots who are happy to go out and march around for these things because they have come to believe in this radical ideology that we're no longer all equal under the law, but instead some are deserving of restitution and some privileged people need to have things taken away from them. And this is true on the global scale as well, that privileged countries need to have things taken away from them and oppressed countries need to have things given to them. That's their worldview.
Again, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Jay Green, joining us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. How much leverage do these big, well-moneyed donors have on college campuses? Do they have the can they dictate policy on a college campus and quell some of this rhetoric we're hearing on Israel and Hamas?
So I don't think they can dictate policy, and their total giving is unfortunately still a small percentage of the total funds that elite universities have. You have to keep in mind the scale of the amount of money at elite universities. Harvard has an endowment of $40 billion. So even the largest single gift they received from Ken Griffin was $300 million. So this is small relative to the total amount they have, but the opportunity is that the universities are also so wasteful and inefficient that they have increased their cost infrastructure so that they feel like they need every dollar from donors. And so even a 5% decline in revenue would cause these universities to go into a panic and reexamine their ways. So while I don't think it's that much money and I don't think the terms can be dictated to them, I think there is an opportunity to exercise leverage here.
So what will the universities do if they suddenly see a portion of their money go away? Will they change policies? Will they tamp down on some of these protests?
I actually think they will. One of the main jobs of the presidents of these universities is to raise money. And if the money comes up short and they have to start making cuts, there will be some turnover in university leadership. The boards of trustees will replace them. And I think new leaders will be operating under different incentives. You should keep in mind that the leaders of these universities are not themselves radical ideologues. They're just kind of craven, ambitious people who will respond to whatever seems like the favorable environment is. So if they think they can make a good career out of coddling radical activists, they'll do it. And if they think they need to crack down on it in order to move up in the world, they'll do that. So I think they will change their ways. I think we're going to see some leaders be removed. I don't think the leader of Penn or Harvard are going to be around for too much longer because they've had particular problems there. And I think we're also seeing some leaders of public universities who are in trouble, and some of them may well get removed as well.
And what is it exactly that this loud minority wants in Israel and throughout the Middle East?
Well, I mean, they don't have a very coherent or rational agenda, but in essence, what they want is the end of the Jewish state of Israel. That is clearly what they're calling for. They chant from the river to the sea. The river is the River Jordan. To the sea is the Mediterranean. If all of that is Palestine, then there is no Israel and there is no Jewish state anymore. And the Jews in that place will die or have to leave if they had their way. Now, of course, that's, I don't think that's going to happen, but that is what they're calling for.
Jay, thank you so much for your expertise. Really appreciate it. If folks want to see more about what you're writing about at the Heritage Foundation, where can they go?
Well, you can go to heritage.org. Look for my name. It's J.P. Green with an E on the end of Green. And I have a bio page and links to all the stuff I've been writing.
Jay, thanks so much for getting up with us, being a part of the show. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thanks a lot.
There you go. Jay Green, the Senior Research Fellow for Education Policy at the Heritage Foundation, joining us on this Monday morning. Stick around. Coming up, we'll let you hear from a presidential wannabe who was in town over the weekend. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody's getting ready for Monday Night Football. Lions and the Raiders in Detroit. This is going to be fun. Monday Night Football. Hey, Mike Johnson is the new Speaker of the House and was on with Maria Bartiromo. And I thought this was fascinating, questioning the investigation into the Biden crime family. Mike Johnson says that investigation under his leadership is moving full speed ahead. This is Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House.
Sir, what about the investigations into the potential Biden family influence peddling, potential bribery? Are you going to allocate the financial resources and human capital needed to do an in-depth investigation? And will an impeachment inquiry turn into an official impeachment?
We'll see, Maria. You know, I worked on the committees of jurisdiction. The judiciary is one of those. I think our chairmen have done an exceptional job. You've spoken to all of them, Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan and Jason Smith, on oversight and judiciary and ways and means. They continued those investigations even while we were going through the tumult of the speaker's race. They were still working methodically through that. I'm encouraging that. I think we have a constitutional responsibility to follow this truth where it leads. We're the rule of law team. We don't use this for political partisan games like the Democrats have done and did against Donald Trump twice. We are going to follow the law and follow the Constitution. And I think you and I have a suspicion of where that may lead. But we're going to let the evidence speak for itself. And I look forward to rolling that out over the coming days and weeks and letting the American people see exactly why we're taking the next steps and where it's headed.
Are you expecting to subpoena Hunter Biden?
I'm looking at that. I think that desperate times call for desperate measures, and that perhaps is overdue. We've not made a full decision yet. I'm counseling with the attorneys involved on all of this to see what the contours of. I'm an attorney myself, so I speak the language. We're trying to move forward on some of this very aggressively. I think the American people are owed these answers, and I think our suspicions about all this, the evidence that we've gathered so far, as you know, is affirming what many of us feared may be the worst. And, you know, as Jamie Comer likes to say, bank records don't lie. We already have a lot of this evidence. The dots are being connected, and we'll see where it leads.
Mike Johnson, he was in town over the weekend for the National Jewish Coalition, and we had all kinds of presidential wannabes and the Speaker of the House, and everybody was here. It's going to get more intense as we move closer to election day, primary election day. This is going to be a battleground state. I mean, we are a battleground state, and that's why you see all these presidential wannabes coming here. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay and Buck.
We'll be looking at the Biden economy because there are some factors right now that make people think things are getting shaky. And going into the 2024 election year, it could in fact be the economy that determines who the next president is. We'll talk about it.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855 551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Monday, I was thinking about the Maine mass killing over the weekend. Maine is one of my favorite states. I know it very well. It is a rural state, doesn't have the urban problems of places like New York, L.A., Chicago. And then you have some mentally ill guy run out and murder at least 18, maybe more, human beings for no reason. The guy is a maniac, okay? So then you have the chorus that always comes in after shootings like this. Oh, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to, what regulations, what laws? Let me run this down in a sane, very incisive way. The Second Amendment is always going to be there. That guarantees Americans the right to protect themselves with firearms. That's why the Founding Fathers put it in. It is self-protection. Now, of course, that's been distorted, and guns are used to kill innocent people as the main thing and to commit crimes. But essentially, this country gives its citizenry the right to protect itself with firearms. Again, not going to change. But what could and should change is the individual states regulating public safety. There's a difference between New York City and Lewiston, Maine. And we need sane public safety laws. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mike Baker, CIA veteran and host of the President's Daily Brief podcast. Stay informed on the rapidly unfolding conflict between Israel and Hamas as Israel responds to the deadly terrorist attacks. Tune in Monday through Friday for the most up-to-date insights. Download and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Get briefed, stay ahead with the President's Daily Brief.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That is a $150 value, absolutely free. I love free. I really do. True Dentistry with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. Coming up, we're going to visit with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And his latest column, Why Biden Keeps Talking About Islamophobia. More than that, though, the mixed messages that have come out of this administration, not just from Biden, but from administration officials, it's going to be interesting to see if they ever get their act together and they get a consistent message about Hamas and about ceasefires and pauses and things like that. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Thanks for being a part of the show on this Monday morning on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses.
Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.